The following interview, conducted by Roy Craig, is with Lieutenant Colonel Louis D. Chase, who is Chief of the Operations Division at Malmstrom Air Force Base, Montana. The interview is being conducted at Malmstrom on October 19th, 1967. The first part of the interview will concern an experience with which Mr. Chase had when he was pilot of a B-47 on a mission out of Forbes Air Force Base on 18th of September, 1957. 1957.
I'll tell the sheriff. Well, the sheriff got on his network, and I guess they had a highway patrol car in the area. This is the way I remember it. And Mr. Nader reported upon reaching the scene, he observed an unusual light emanating from the area that the truck driver claimed the object had landed the second time. This thing had landed, according to the truck driver, in this deep gully right adjacent to the highway. But then he parked this big trailer that he was talking and run back towards the area, and he said that the thing lifted up and went into the ravine. There's sort of a hogback that goes across this thing and lifted over and set down on the other side. Well, reportedly, this is where it was at when the highway patrolman, this Bud Nader, arrived. He said, yes, very definitely, there was a, as it says in the report here. At 12:30, I left the base for the area with my chief of the helicopter section here, because the sheriff had asked me for helicopter support to search the area because of the roughness of it, and they had asked if we would put out some troops to sweep through this ravine that night. So I went out and looked at the area, the gully area. By this time, there's no sign of anything. However, the sheriff has posted a continuous watch on the area, and there's a lot of curiosity seekers that are out there. By this time, the news has got on the radio before. And so I looked at the area and I said, no, we won't send any troops down through there tonight because it's too rough a country. So sheriff and I talked about it, and I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. Right at the crack of daylight, our helicopters are not equipped for night flying. They don't have the equipment necessary to fly at night. I said, right at the crack of daylight, I'll launch a helicopter out there and make a sweep of the area. And the sheriff says, okay, you make a helicopter search in the morning, and we'll send two or three of our types down through there tonight to see what we can come up. So they made a search about 3 o'clock in the morning, and then about 5 o'clock in the morning, I put a helicopter in there to look over all of these ravines. And that's when I sent you the negative report then, that there was, we didn't find anything the next morning.
Now, when did the patrolman quit looking? He observed this, and then did it disappear, or did he go check it out?
I don't know. Sometime between the time the patrolman arrived, of course, he couldn't go in there, into this gully, at night, at least not by himself. And sometime between then and the time I arrived on the scene, the sheriff took over the monitoring of the area. In fact, Sinker himself was the man that was there. As I say, he's kind of a project officer for Sheriff Pitzel on this. But we sent you,
now right about that same time, we heard rumbles from other areas that something happened here on the base related to the failure of the flight of Minutemen, just about the 24th of March. And has this any connection with the UFO business? The rumor mill has that there was a UFO sighted by one of the SAC maintenance crew who went out to check out why the flight had lost power.
As far as the status of the missile sites are concerned here, I can't discuss with Dr. Craig, because what is on alert, what is not, for all periods of time, I shouldn't refer you to other people on that.
Yeah.
All I can tell you is at the time that we had the reported landing, the whole area here, we had lots of reports on them. But I'm not privy to knowledge of what the status of the missile sites are. You can see this of necessity must be classified, and I'm not privy to this type of knowledge.
I think the comment that came to us was that some of the maintenance crew who had to check out sites that had lost power unexplained. Had said they saw a white light come down and circle the base in broad daylight or something like this, and then this was denied the next day after it had been, and then a big hush-up sort of thing. You're not aware of anything of this sort?
No, this I'm not, because I wouldn't know what the status of the missiles were.
Now, how about...
Well, now, I understand. It's common for us to have a commercial power failure or something like this. This happens repeatedly, such as commercial power does anyway. And I just have a suspicion that some of the commercial power people happened to be a power outage someplace, and they tried to tie the two of them together. But this, I wouldn't know. But I would suspect this is a real strong possibility.
I would immediately conclude this, but I thought I would check it out. I'll see if you had any information on it.
Well,
who is this man in charge of site maintenance or research crew? Captain Lavinka or something like that on site, is it?